This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to pick up now with Consumed, our series this week from our sustainability desk.
We want more. We want more.
Here's how to order.
Now, how much would you pay?
But you can see it's worth it.
Call now because you're worth it, worth it, worth it.
What we're talking about this week is whether we can afford our kind of consumer behavior in the long run. What we get for all the buying that we do and what it costs. One decision we're always making is, should we spend now or should we spend later? In other words, how much should we save? Today, in particular, how much should we save for retirement and how should we do that? Marketplace's Scott Tong explains how retirement became a do-it-yourself kind of thing.
Introducing the father of the 401k. Ted Benna is a decidedly un-Wall Street kind of guy. He grew up on a Pennsylvania dairy farm.
My dad did a great thing for me there. I had my own cow when I was 7 years old, and we got paid a little money from that.
Hard work and thrift is Ted Benna's answer to a world full of stuff to buy. He spent his career planning people's retirements. So I figure, hey, I'll show him my 401k, get some free advice.
This, it appears you get a dollar-for-dollar match. Does that sound right? Well, that's super.
A bit of small talk yields quickly to a lecture. It turns out I'm drowning in fees.
You are in investments that are more expensive.
You're talking about the fees.
That you don't see.
Benna has one main beef with the system. It's too complicated.
Well, when you have one, two, three, four, five.
In my case, he says 20 investment choices is too many. But wait, this is the father of the 401k.
Hey, I'd blow up the existing structure and start over.
What's he mean? Well, to understand, let's back up to the accidental rise of the 401k. Let's go back to the 60s and 70s. Back then, if you worked for a big company and you retired, you got a pension, a regular check. Benna helped to run these plans. He was a consultant. And in the late 70s, he was unhappy.
Most of what I was doing was working with business owners. Their main interest was, how can I get the biggest tax break and give the least to my employees legally?
Then Benna says inspiration came from two very different places. God, he's a religious man, and the Internal Revenue Code. It was 1978. Congress passed an obscure add-on to Tax Code Section 401.
I added just a little paragraph K, and I still have, you know, original copy. It was about a page and a quarter long. That's all it was.
401k was an unassuming tax break for companies letting workers put away some cash on the side. Only the tax nerds noticed. Until divine inspiration hit Benna.
Well, how about adding a match, an additional incentive? Immediately I jumped to, wow, this is a big deal.
His concoction was effectively a bribe for workers. They got extra money from the boss and a tax break if they took some of their own paycheck and set it aside for retirement.
The biggest benefit of 401k is it converts them from spenders to savers. It enables them to do something they wouldn't do on their own.
Benna had a hunch that 401ks would take off. Indeed, they did in the early 80s. Big companies offered them first, and in the meantime, they started to ditch their pension plans, which were expensive. And before long,
401k became very popular for little companies to have that never had any retirement program.
Thus began the era of make your own retirement. The American worker now faced a choice: spend my whole paycheck, or take the employer match slash bribe and start to save. It made for some tension.
Now you go home to your spouse, and she says, are you nuts? I mean, look, at the end of the month, we got nothing left. I mean, how are you going to put 6% of your pay in? But you say, well, look, my company's going to give me 3%. I'm crazy if I don't do this.
By the mid-90s, 30 million Americans had 401k plans. Do-it-yourself retirement seemed easy in the decade's bull market. We know what came next in 2000. That's when the dot-com bubble burst. Then, in the financial crisis, the average 401k plan lost 27%.
Unfortunately, the worst thing that happened with this wretched market is too many people had the highest stock ownership that they ever had at the wrong time.
Today, the typical middle-class household nearing retirement has saved $120,000. That's about one-tenth what many say it needs. And for all the 401k growth, about half of all workers still have no plan. Has the system failed us? I asked Ted Bennett that today. He's thought a lot about that. It's almost like his creation got overtaken by events. He never meant for the explosion and all the confusing investment choices. The original plans offered two. It was never Ted Bennett's idea for do-it-yourself to replace pensions. It just kind of happened.
This is kind of the whole enchilada, you know.
What's your thought on it now having become the whole enchilada?
Well, it's not good, but it's reality.
Bennett says the 401k was never meant to take care of everyone. It was simply a financial product that took off. And it did help middle-income Americans, tens of millions of them.
What makes the U.S. different and has historically is a strong middle class. Doesn't matter what your society is, you're always going to have your top and you're going to have plenty on the bottom, unfortunately. The key is what is going to be in the middle and what financial condition are they going to be in.
And if the 401k has done anything, creator Ted Bennett argues it's forced a whole lot of thrift into household economics. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.